I literally almost spit out my latte. I was meeting up with a executive interview coach here in Portland, who I met through a colleague, and she told me this pattern. She talks to a lot of leaders, obviously, and what she told me is that these executive job seekers, they're essentially getting notes that their role's been filled, but which is not the crazy part. I think everybody listening to this understands that it's like you apply and you didn't apply soon enough or whatever. But the crazy thing, here's the crazy thing, is that sometimes it's the same day they get this rejection notice the same day that they have an interview scheduled. They didn't even get to the interview. So it's not like, oh, I applied too late. The job was already filled. It was they had already been scheduled, and they get the note, or, hey, we're going in a different direction. Well, you didn't even talk to me. What the hell happened? And what's even worse is sometimes she said that they're essentially saying this role doesn't exist anymore. It's no longer available. We're not actually filling this role, which is just wild. Like, what is going on? Did they find someone better? Did they decide they need someone that's different from the person who's applying? Did they decide they didn't need the role at all? Right? When I hear we're going in a different direction, it's like, oh, I'm not good enough. But maybe it's one of these other scenarios. Like, all of this story leads me to one question. What the fuck? Why bring someone in? Why go through this process of choosing someone, scheduling an interview, taking their time, if you needed someone with a different criteria or no one at all? And this is, I think revealing a little bit of my hypothesis for the episode here, but what role does AI play in all of this? That's what I want to talk about today. So I'm Josh Levine, a transformation executive helping private businesses elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism doing what it's supposed to do. This is an audio version of my Substack, which you should go and subscribe to, where I work out in real time how AI is impacting job seekers and job hirers, asking these questions, and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Now, a caveat before we start into this, I've never been in any of these roles inside of organizations where you are writing job descriptions or you're hiring for a role like this. So tell me if I get something wrong and let's improve our understanding of the problem together. Let's consider this the first pass. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Like I said, you go to joshlevine.substack.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's what I think. When a company decides to fill a role, there are three states of not knowing, right? There's three possibilities. State one, we know what we need and we're right about it, right? So there is a job. We're going to write a description, and what we need is exactly what we're asking for. State two is we know we don't know what we need, which is there's this role and we're trying to figure it out. And then state three is we think we know what we need. So we think we're in state one, but we're not. We're wrong. And the problem is that we don't know we're wrong. Now, these have always existed, these states. But essentially, AI has accelerated the problems with each of these. So before AI could write a job description, the friction in the process, I would argue, is the feature. So this same executive coach that I was having coffee with said that she, or told me she spent a couple of years as a recruiter at a high-end executive placement firm. And the story she tells me, and the way that I understand these kind of recruiters working, is you are essentially being paid to not just find a person, but help the company understand and identify the kind of person that they want. And so you are being asked to and allowed to ask hard questions, challenging what they need. It's labor intensive. It's probably annoying, but it works. And it is this process that I think really sharpens and hones that idea of what you need. This would, I think, is the maybe the platonic ideal of what the process to get to a good job description is. And you're not always going to nail it, but at least there's this process of a back and forth where you are challenged on what you need. And maybe you're right, but you're going to understand yourself, the role, the people better. Under pressure, this process disappears. I have a client who is one of two full-time employees in a department that should actually be 10. And if you can imagine yourself in his shoes, underwater, and, you know, underhired, not enough, too low a headcount, too high, too big of a to-do list. And if you're in this situation, right, where you have these tasks to do, you also have a strategy to develop, and also you're trying to like fill these seats, are you going to make time to sit down with your HR business partner for them to kind of poke and prod and say, is that what you really want? Is that what you really need? No. You're probably going to say, hey, I need title of role for this. You know the company, you know who I am. Go use AI, crank out a job description and post it. Let's just get going. I got a whole list of things to do. This is going to be a long process. Stop bothering me. In this case, we're skipping over the things that actually made it good. And look, I'm not judging. I understand that AI has a lot of power and can speed up tasks. And the what we have to realize here is that AI removes resistance, but it will not remove the confusion. We are creating what looks like complete job descriptions, but in fact, they aren't. And I think about, I don't know if you remember when mapping apps first came out. So MapQuest and then Google Maps. And the tendency, at least for me, is even if I knew better, I thought that the app was smarter, that it knew something more than me. And I would follow it in a way that was inefficient. Now they've gotten better, but still you're like second guessing yourself. That's what I feel like is happening here with AI and all sorts of things, but specifically for this, for job descriptions, is we're trusting AI to do the critical thinking that it can't, and we should. So let's go back to our three states. So state number one, we know what we need and are right. We're right. Okay, so that's fine, right? So we create a job description. You're going to post it. You're going to find a group of candidates and you're going to find the right one. Boom, landed in, done. Fantastic. State two, we know we don't know what we need. Here's what I think is happening. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to have, you're going to do create, go through some process where you sketch out this job description, and it could be the person, the manager who's hiring for the role, or it could be the, you know, hiring manager, and they're going to use AI for this, and they're going to prototype a job description. And you get the resumes, and you sort through them, and maybe you realize that these people aren't the right people. Maybe you actually don't, and you go through to the first interview. And then you kind of take that information and provide what you've found to the hiring manager, from the hiring manager to the person, the team lead, the person who needs the role, and says, "Hey, here's what we found. Here's like three candidates that we think." And at that moment, you sort of that you have this stimulus to react to as that leader, and you can say, "Oh, that's actually not what I want," or, "Oh, there's one person in here that's unique, and I want more of that." And so you can imagine that that scenario drives this, hey, we've gone in a different direction, or we want something else, experience, right? We are changing the role. So it's, I think it is reasonable, but the problem with this one, it's not terrible. It's still a shitty experience as a, as an applicant, but the process requires the candidates as the fuel. So you're offloading the work onto the candidate. They're the ones that are applying and then getting this rejection email saying, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't even get to the first interview. What happened? I thought we had it scheduled. But even that is somewhat defensible compared to number three, which is we think we know what we need, but we don't. And we don't know, we don't know. So this is the worst case. And my guess is it's more common than anyone who wants to admit. And what's happening here is that the team lead, the person who needs the role, essentially says, here's what I'm looking for. And maybe it's an exact replacement for the previous person. Maybe it is that with a little bit of, we got to do some of this and some of that. Maybe it's an entirely new role. And we're like, hey, we're essentially, this is what I need. Hiring manager, HR business partner goes, creates the post, is, you know, going to get inundated with hundreds of resumes, as we've discussed previously. Maybe they interview people. Maybe they reject them because they bring it to this hiring manager, or they bring it to the team lead. It gets revised and then it's repeated. And what happens without that awareness that you don't know what you're looking for, you're just like, these aren't right. You know, try again. And maybe you send a hurried email to the person writing the job description and just say, here's what I'm thinking. Here's why these don't work. And then they feed that into the AI that creates another job description. And to me, this is the cycle that puts us at this, like, you know, five rounds of interviews, or constantly a new version of the job description. Or, to my colleague's point, you get a rejection, we're going in a different direction, time and time and time again. And the whole intent here in trying to capture what's happening for me is to, well, one, understand, but also identify these costs, like what is happening in the system and why it's breaking down. You can see candidates going in and it's high. You know, they're essentially burning their time and their energy and the trust in the process that's already feels stacked against them. Hiring managers, it's like this compounding cost. It's like every iteration, post, interview, reject, revise. And it feels like if you're, again, if you're someone like my client who is underwater and needs to hire, it's just this sense of, you know, we're even more behind. You do it better, do it faster. Get another one in here. Get another job description out. And when we assume that we can use tech and AI to speed up, to save time at the front, we're actually borrowing against it with interest in the back. Zooming out further, over time, the job description has become more of a guess. at first we have we're thinking it kind of makes sense because we're in this machine age thinking. Humans as parts in a machine. This person left. We need another person to fit in here. Here is exactly what we need. But that is not only not true, but the roles are changing faster. The tasks that are being described are shifting, you know, faster than every iteration of this role of every person that comes in. Humans are no longer parts of a machine. They're like collaborative generators. They can create value in new and different ways. And this whole idea of being able to get away with just describing the kinds of responsibilities you're going to have with a title, well, those titles don't, you know, aren't constant anymore. Those responsibilities, what are we actually asking for? And so I think we're not only doing a disservice to the traditional or sort of highest standard way of creating a job description. We're actually, job descriptions are asking and articulating the wrong thing. We're saying here are the tasks, but those tasks are going to change. There's so many articles on the internet about the AI changing. You know, it's like what tasks are no longer going to be relevant, right? Production tasks are no longer going to be, you know, needed. We're going to need someone to orchestrate. And those things change. So what is it we're looking for? And we're just fucking up the whole system by trying to by flooding it with these job descriptions that just don't make sense anymore. The job description has been a guess, which is why I'm okay with that prototyping methodology, putting it out there, having conversations. But I think we need to be more honest about it. It's like, hey, we're thinking about this role. And, you know, if you want to come in and talk to us, that would be great. Not, hey, here's this role. And someone goes, I need that role. And then they get that call. AI is just making it faster and faster. And guess it's scaling the broken part of the system. Before we had friction to slow us down, to put us back on the right path. Now we're in this path of no resistance. And it is moving us in the wrong direction. The last job description you posted was probably the result of some thinking, or at least the result of some prompting. Understand the difference between the two. Prompting isn't thinking, at least not yet. The job market shit show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven work world. Learn more about my work at greatmondays.com. Are you swimming through the shit show? I'm collecting detritus and stories. Send me a screenshot of your tone-deaf rejection email, egregious AI cover letter, or anything shitty, your stories, whatever you have, the shittier, the better. Email me at stories@greatmondays.com. You can just send me a note. Some people have. Other people have wanted to have a conversation, which I also love, and I'm happy to do that too. Would you rather read or watch the Job Market Shit Show? You can check us out in Substack or YouTube, and you can catch a glimpse on YouTube of my amazing four spring denim jacket that I'm wearing. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites. And one more request. If this episode helped you change your thinking a little bit different about what you're seeing in the world, your job seeking, your job hiring, please share it with one person who you think can benefit from knowing that they aren't the only one who thinks this job market is a shit show. Please head over to Substack and subscribe. joshlevine.substack.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.